And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news this side of the pond.
How we doing?
Ooh, stoke away, sir. Stoke away.
Everybody's least two favorite words. I stand by that.
Hey, at least it wasn't a rainy day.
It was probably the prettiest day Stoke's ever seen, I would think. It looked like a picturesque day in Stoke.
Yeah, no, a great Saturday morning match, at least here on the West Coast. I would say Stoke looked pretty good. You have to have respect for their roster, but let's jump into the Manchester United lineup. We had Dave saves in net. Darmian comes in for the first time this EPL season. We had Jones, Baye. Those two have been at the back regularly. Valencia, the tank on the right side. Modric, Pogba, Herrera. Herrera in for Mata. Mickey, Lukaku, and Rashford. So what were your thoughts right off the bat on the lineup? What'd you think?
I mean, I was excited to see Herrera in there because you knew that he was going to go for a more possession-based approach to the game. You know, you're facing a team with the amount of attacking threats that Stoke has. You want to neutralize that by offering someone that has an offensive and defensive rounding of capabilities. So, like, it's good to see Herrera in.
I think we were talking Fellaini, actually, the last pod. We were actually asking for the big man to get in there and mess it up.
I was hoping for Fellaini.
Yeah, so my initial thoughts was I was kind of bummed we didn't get the Fellaini-Modric combo with Pogba. I think that'd be... would have kind of switched it up a little bit, thinking size for Stoke away. But obviously we went Herrera.
Well, he picked up that injury in international
Belgium,
duty.
Yeah,
so that was a real bummer
to
not have him on the bench as an option.
Yeah, no. So that was kind of, I was like, all right, but still you got to win with that team, right? So my initial reaction was, all right, not the team I thought he'd play. Obviously I thought Martial would stick with the start. Maybe he was thinking for him Champions League, but the first half Stoke came out punching. They came out to attack. I thought they were going to defend. What were your initial thoughts there, kind of how things kicked off in the first half there?
Yeah, I mean, they had the high press going, and I think they looked dangerous when they did have the ball. I mean, they have a lot of playmakers on their team, but...
Shaqiri.
The
Swiss Messi.
Yese. You got the Welsh Xavi in Joe Allen. You got Darren Fletcher, who's not
Fletcher
really...
Fletcher looked great.
He did look good. He had a lot of fire in him.
Yeah.
Playing against United.
Wrong team, but
he's
like to cheer
still
up.
United through and through.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It wasn't the most satisfying first half. I feel like we had a lot of possession. It felt a little bit like Van Gaal days, where we were just passing from the back and possession for possession's sake, but we didn't have a lot of great chances. We had a couple.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give a shout-out to Valencia, the tank. I think he played well on the right-hand side. Zuma almost gave up an own goal from one of those crosses. It seems he doesn't have it as dialed in as he should, but his combination play with Lukaku, his ability to like beat a man, get the ball in, he whips it in so fast that if it just hits somebody, it might go in the net, like even off Zuma for an own goal, that one chance. In the first half, and he looks dangerous, and Lukaku is going to get on those chances. So
definitely.
It looked to me we should have scored earlier in the first half, and we didn't. I think that's the theme. You know, we're getting used to each other right now, so we're not connecting on the crosses as much as we would like. But, you know, I still think we played well, and it was a heartbreak to see Choupo-Moting put the ball in the back of the net. It was a great ball from Fletcher going out to the right-hand side to Diouf. I think Darmian got caught out a little bit there. I think he was trying to play him offsides. I think Baye played Diouf onside. And then he rocketed into the center of the box, and Baye couldn't track back enough, and Choupo-Moting puts it in the back for 1-0 Stoke. It almost looked deserved.
No, I mean, that was Bush League defending. especially defending at its heart. I mean, you just called out Valencia for having a good first half, which he did, but Darmian did not. I mean, he offered very little in terms of attacking, if any. I don't think he went for it at all. And if he's going to be that kind of defender, that's something, but you better defend. And that ball should have never gotten in. And that was like
a rare kind of a half, he pressed him, but not as hard as I think he should have. He could have stopped the ball from Diouf. I watched the replay and he kind of comes in half on that. So, you know, I think Bailly's got to get there anyway.
Yeah, Bailly's got
to
do more.
I mean,
right?
that's the play, but luckily we didn't have to wait too long to be down a goal. We get a corner and we've been actually dangerous off corners so far this season. We've had so many. We've gone short and into the box. Corner goes into the box. Pogba heads it off of Rashford. Technically Rashford's goal, Pogba with the assist, but he literally dunked it off the kid's back into the top corner. So we'll take it.
It works.
Going in 1-1, you know, I'm sure. I mean, I thought we were going to win it at that point. How are you feeling 1-1 based on that first half going in halftime?
I was pumped. I was pumped to have a response, you know, because I think the team knew that they should have scored in the first half.
Yeah.
They kind of slacked off. They weren't pressing hard enough because they're like, you know what, the chances are going to come. We're going to break them down. And then Stoke goes and gets a goal, but they went in and we got a goal before the half. And I think that was huge. So I'm sure they went in with some confidence, right, with the halftime to get it even.
No, absolutely. And credit to Stoke because they came out to play. You know, Mark Hughes, ex-United man, and he wanted to attack United, and they looked confident in bouts of possession. Obviously, we held the ball most of the time, but I really think they played well and, you know, probably deserved that 1-1 in a half. Coming out in the second half, there were no changes to the roster. Right off the bat, Mkhitaryan slides it into Lukaku.
What a pass, right? What
perfect
a great Mickey pass.
He picks it up off of Butland once just for fun, follows it up into the side of the net. So, you know, Lukaku showing that effort, showing that desire, really going for the goal. It was his 150th club goal. So he's 24.
Many more to come.
The world is his oyster. He looks like a beast. Looks like he's going to score every game.
It does. I mean, he looks like a completely different player than he was at Everton.
Yeah.
He just looks like a more composed, more developed athlete, a more well-rounded.
Well, he's got the fire, right? He's got the passion.
And he's also playing with a different caliber of players. He's playing with,
his
support
like
staff
eight
is much
clear high. Chances a game. It's like everyone's looking for him. Valencia,
and I think he'll
Pogba,
get more going
Mkhitaryan,
forward, right?
And he's even looking to assist as well. So, I mean, happier for Lukaku being our team. Great transfer, obviously. He's hit the ground running, so
it was a great goal.
Yeah,
it was a great goal.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be pretty. You know, that's the number one thing. It doesn't have to be pretty if it goes in. Only 6 minutes later, Jesse gets a great ball in and has a point blank shot. Dave saves, amazing reflex save, literally fingertip stuff from De Gea, puts it over the net for a corner. We literally think we have dodged the bullet. Still 2-1, you know, we're like, oh my God, De Gea again. It's going to get us the 3 points.
I was figuring that was the big save of the second half.
Yeah.
You know, that was the save that was going to wake up the fucking defense. Right. Because until then we looked a little groggy. We weren't acting like we had a one goal lead at Stoke that we were trying to win the game. And then
that corner,
ugh.
Phil Jones,
it's like me defending. That was brutal.
Yeah. So I think, if you watch the replay, Choupo-Moting kind of puts his hands on his back. Jones wobbles for a reason. He hits the deck. Choupo-Moting, free header at the back post, and obviously dunks it. Jones facing the grass per the usual, and Choupa is going out and celebrating. So 2-2, and then we're like, oh no, here we go. Dropping points, Stoke away.
But you'd think, you know, that was the 63rd minute. You're going to have another half an hour to try and get a winner.
Yeah, and you're going to bring on the likes of Martial and Mata in the 72nd minute. We did. Jose opted for the dual sub, tried to switch it up a little bit. We did get that great Lukaku chance from Valencia, like a whipping in cross, and Lukaku just right over the crossbar. I thought that was going
just
in for
like
sure.
Just like Real Madrid.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt the same way. I was like, oh, poor guy.
Yeah, but to his credit, he's been pretty good in front of the net so far, so I'm not going to...
Can't complain.
Yeah. Beggars can't be choosers here. And then the last stitch, last sub was Lingard for Mickey, trying to kind of add that extra zip of pace. We ended up getting that great chance off a corner again.
Jones. Jones should have done more of that.
Came off Jones, hit him in the Zuma, shoulder. It looked like it was going to
trickle in.
We were going to get a stoppage time winner we didn't deserve. And actually, Butlin came up with a huge save. I think he played pretty well. I wouldn't say that we didn't deserve the 2-2. I think it was more the fact that Stoke exceeded expectations. They played very well. They actually took it to us, and they attacked in a confident way. They gave it to their skill players, Shaqiri and Jesse, and you know Fletcher played good in the middle and was distributing the ball, and Choupo-Moting did the job.
I think they're going to be a team that are going to challenge some of the big teams. I think they're going to be like, no one's going to want to play Stoke because... Like
you said that they looked better than Leicester.
They did. That was probably... I mean, they're the best team we've played thus far.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, like, full-rounded team, defense, attack...
certainly gave us like the hardest challenge that we've had this season.
I mean, yeah, honestly, in a way, you know. And look, you know, the team, like we said, I think they played well. I think the stats kind of show for it. I think it easily could have went our way, but
we were obviously missing the magic potion, the potion that has gotten us grooving this first part of the season, and that's Fellaini. Not having Fellaini to go in there and just cause havoc changes your threat level, because having him, he is so dangerous with the team around him, and when he's playing with confidence and a coach that believes in him.
I think he's dangerous in the EPL for the physical threat, right? Because when you start showing up with Matic and Fellaini and Pogba and Lukaku. 6'4", and Lukaku, and that's your sort of midfield and attacking players, you look pretty intimidating. And I do think we missed him at Stoke away. I think he could have beat up the midfield a little bit. I still think our starting 11 should have got the job done.
Got to be able to win, right? Yeah, you got to be able to win without Fellaini. Yeah.
So just looking at the stats, United had 63% of the possession, Stoke with 37%. United had 18 shots to their 10, and we had 11 corners to their 5. So looking at the stat sheet, you would say probably should have been our day. One of those chances goes in. Obviously, we're talking about hype train. Now we're kind of tempering our expectations, but... I'm going to say I'll take a point away at Stoke. So
it's better than losing, and onward and upward, right?
No player has scored more goals in their first four Premier League games for Man United than Lukaku. He has equaled the goal-scoring records of Luis Saha, Robin Van Persie, and Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So,
it's a good group.
Yeah, it's a few names that you like to be associated with if you're a United striker.
Definitely.
And... one positive thing to note with that was our first goal we conceded. That Choupo-Moting initial goal was the first goal we conceded in 535 minutes of playing time this season. So
we got to get that started again, because our if we do have a title challenge this year, it's all gonna be about the defense. You know, I think we're gonna score a lot of goals, but at the end of the day, defense is win titles. So.
Yeah, but it's Jones and Bailly. And did you think that would be our starting center back pairing at the beginning of the year? So I mean, there's rotation. You know, we're gonna talk about Champions League coming up, but I'm gonna say our defense is overperformed. So I think that's a positive takeaway that we've only let in 2 goals in our first 4 matches in the league.
But you're right, because you know what? We should be able to go into Stoke and score more than 2 goals, right? They score 2 on us. We got to score more than 2 goals.
Yeah, we got to be able to let up 1 goal in that game. But, you know.
You gave up 1 soft goal. I think we gave up 2 soft goals, and that's unlike us.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because last year we gave up 1 goal, and we score a goal, and we tie. Yeah. But I think we're going to score goals.
So other noteworthy items, there was no handshake at the end of the game between Mark Hughes and Jose Mourinho. That was pretty frosty. What are your thoughts on that? Apparently there was some touchline drama.
Yeah, apparently Hughes was trying to get Mourinho sent off, and Hughes apparently was dropping the F-bomb. And
don't cross Mourinho.
Don't cross Mourinho. So Mourinho, he's not going to shake your hand. He doesn't futz around, so he walked off.
He has a flair for the dramatic, but he's the best manager I know, so... moving on to transfers quickly, we're just going to shut down our transfer segment. I know we left you before the window closed at the beginning of international break, but no more transfers. United not getting any additional players in other than Zlatan, which we've discussed before on the pod. Interesting sort of news item is the EPL actually in that time voted to close the transfer window before the start of the season going forward. I'm pretty surprised at this. What do you think? I mean, for us, it doesn't help. Because other big clubs in the world, the Bayerns, the Reals, the Barces, they're going to get that extra 3 weeks. I don't think La Liga or Bundesliga is going to change the rules like us. My thoughts on the matter are transfer window is so small anyway that Manchester United, we want it to be open longer. But what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, so we were one of the four clubs that voted against it, along with City and some other clubs. But I agree with you. You want the window open as long as possible. I mean, we have a different opinion about it because we're a buying club and not a selling club, right? So for a Liverpool or a Southampton.
I mean, we sold Ronaldo, Beckham, you know.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. We're not a selling club.
De Gea. I mean,
we haven't sold them. It's not in our nature where it was like we're selling our best player every season.
You're right. I'm just.
No, you just have a little banter.
No, we sold, if you think about it, Real Madrid's a buying club. We actually sell players to Real. If you want to think about it from a.
Because the pyramid goes up, right? And Real Madrid is like, you know, they're above us right now.
You know, of course. And, you know, I'm not going to say we're a selling club, but we have sold.
No, of course. Yeah, we have sold.
Like big money players to bigger ish clubs.
They didn't get David De Gea. But that being said, anyway, we're going off a diatribe.
That's one thing that bums me out.
You're just still buttered about Ronaldo leaving. So I think you're trying to bring that back up.
But that being said,
I think you only do it unless every other league in Europe does it. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. No, otherwise, you just weaken yourself and you weaken the league. So, yeah, I think it's like the FA shooting themselves in the foot, as is tradition.
Well, no, it's the smaller clubs probably in the league, and that's what they wanted because it protects them, and they're not thinking the ramifications for, you know, entirety of Europe and kind of where players are going to be bought and sold. So, interesting. We'll see how that affects next season, but... More importantly, how do you think we rated in the market? How did Ed Woodward do? What would you grade him, you know, if you're giving him A, B, C?
Strong marks. Strong marks for Ed. Ed has not had...
Yeah, but what are the marks?
I'm going to get you the marks. I'm going to lead into to the deservedness of Ed's grade. Ed has had some tough windows. With the window where we just brought in Fellaini, that was the toughest window.
Yeah,
that
was pretty.
The Fabregas window was, like, brutal.
The Cruz
David window.
David Moyes.
It was brutal. Yeah. I mean, that was brutal. But Ed has stepped up, and I'm going to give him an A-. I mean,
A-, there you go.
Because the only thing we missed is a winger. You know, we're trying to get Perisic forever. They weren't going to sell him because they got money, and they know we got plenty of money, and they were trying to get, I'm sure, a ridiculous fee. But we could probably use a winger. We probably appreciate
it. No, I think we do.
A wing back would have been helpful, but that's the only reason that we didn't get an A+.
Balance on the left-hand side.
You signed the best striker on the market. You signed a great CDM, and you signed a promising center back. I think that's an A-. You fit the box of what we needed. We have two starters. You got one world-class player, one borderline world-class player.
So I was going to give him an A- before you said that, and I think I'm going to give him an A.
Okay.
Mainly because I'm going to focus on who he brought in and the business that we could get done, right? Because in the transfer market, to judge his business on whether or not we could acquire certain players, there's always politics and agents and other things going on you can't control. So I'm pretty confident we would have purchased Perisic, having the ability to pay, you know, 50 million or something like this for him. So I'm going to say, based on the business we did do, the Modric deal is probably the deal of the window as far as the price and transferring him in league, which disadvantages
from
Chelsea. Yeah.
Not just in the league, but
so
from the champions.
And then Lukaku, you really can't, I mean, that doing that business for that amount, like Mourinho said before Neymar, it was probably half price. His price would have doubled if it was done after the Neymar deal, which I totally agree. It's going to be interesting to see how that affects the market going forward. But
you're right,
I really think
Dembele,
he did,
right?
For the business we did, I'm going to say he did an A. We do miss that left-sided player. I hope we focus on that in January, but I do think we're set up for a great window next year and just continually to add to the great team we have and really, you know, set up the legacy to win some more titles and push on for European silverware.
Yeah, we're really building a great squad. But just one last point about the transfer window is that you have to keep in mind that the caliber of player that Jose is going after is so elite.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's such a specific role that, like, you can't get everyone you want. They know we wanted them, but I think an A is appropriate. I think I might have changed my mind. I'll give him an A.
What about Lindelof? You know, the A-?
Well, he's what you want. I mean, he's a young, unproven player.
But you could say that would be the only move showing cracks a little bit. It's going to take some time, like Jose said. But
he's not going to be a buy. He's not going to step in and be the best center back on the team.
We literally thought he was going to step in. I thought that was probably the plan. Mourinho was like, we're going to put this guy in with Bailly, and I don't think that actually worked out. But thank God Jones stepped up. And, you know, like I said, hey, we're arguing about A's and A minuses. Transfer's done. We don't have to, you know, chat about this speculation until next year. So,
hey, we had a better window than Arsenal. So,
yeah. Yeah, and let's hope for Griezmann next time. So, moving on, just to touch on the injuries. Luke Shaw, Rojo, and Young were back in training. Ashley Young actually gets his first start. We're going to talk about the Champions League today. Big match. FC Basel. Don't know how to say it. Either way, we faced off at Old Trafford. Champions League football was back. You hear that?
The champions!
Boo Boy City, let's hear it.
Wow, it's been a while.
Beautiful sound, yeah. Isn't it? With the rain and everything, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, so just to hit on FC Basel, we're going to do a little deep dive. They're based in Switzerland. Basel, obviously. Name is FC Basel, 1893. Been around a while, been around a minute. They're actually the most successful club in Swiss football, and they've won the league 20 times, FC Basel.
And 8 on the trot, I believe, as well.
Yeah, so they actually match out 20 times. So, you know, they're the Manchester United of Switzerland, and we smoked them. So
yeah, they didn't look great.
Yeah, so the Swiss have a thing or two to learn on the buying £100 million player side. But lineup came out, Dave Sazen net, Blin, Smalling, Lindelof, Young, first start, like we mentioned.
Great to see that.
Great to see him back from injury. Matic, Pogba, Mata back in, Mkhitaryan, Lukaku, and Martial. So it looks like Martial gets the grab for the Champions League first game of the season.
What were your thoughts on the lineup?
I'm going to say I thought that was a great team. Team has to win. Great to see Ashley Young in. Surprised Valencia got the rest. But let's see how Young does.
Yeah, I was happy to see that front four. I was happy to see Blind in again after the performance that Darmian put in against Stoke.
Yeah.
And it's good to see Young back because we need a big squad. We have a lot of competitions to compete in. So I was excited to see it. And
then it's a good rotation, balanced rotation.
Yeah, that's key. That's going to be critical to keeping the squad fresh. So I was looking forward to the game. And that rain. Love the rain. Yeah. Old Trafford.
Grumpy Mourinho in the rain. Yeah, that's a sight.
Yeah.
So jumping right into the game, Mickey had a chance from a great Mata kind of, it was a ball chipped over the top, Mata outside, left foot pass to Mickey, who couldn't put the header on net. It's kind of a shame. Right back, Mickey has a second chance, hits the post. Reminds me of his Dortmund days when he played Real Madrid in the Champions League, he just couldn't score. Thank God he can pass though. 19th minute, Pogba pulls up with an injury.
Pogba as captain. First time ever as captain for Manchester United. It's just a bad luck. He went in a challenge, and you could tell right away he pulled on his hamstring. You could tell it was a muscle injury. And he came off right away. So we don't know the full extent of the injury.
Yeah.
We're all bracing ourselves. It's definitely going to be at least a couple weeks. So hopefully it's not too bad.
I mean, generally heartbreaking, though, to see a player who's, you know, come out this season.
Playing with confidence. Looking happy, enjoying himself, playing great football. No one wants an injury this early in the season. That just sucks.
Muscle injury, you know, maybe he didn't stretch it. Maybe he's playing too much. You know, maybe that's something Mourinho should think about as far as rotation goes. Either way, we have the players to step up in his position, and it shouldn't impact us in the league. So, you know,
so who do you bring on? Pogba goes out.
You bring on the rumbling.
Stumbling.
Tumbling. Belgian. The fro. The wet fro. Comes in the 19th minute.
Nothing better than a wet fro.
And you know what? Vintage United, Ashley Young, move on the right side, whips the ball in. Great cross, great kind of movement on the ball coming inside. Finds that wet fro, bang, back in the net. Fellaini on target.
What a great cross, though.
Yeah.
We've been missing that this season. You know, Valencia, he's got the work rate that can't be beat. He gets an occasional good cross on the ground, but he can't get those looping.
Yeah, that was on the money. That was going in, even if it didn't hit Fellaini, in my opinion. That cross is just going to hit someone and just go in the net. Like you said, so
Fellaini,
I mean, Ashley
just
Young
crawled all over
back.
His defender and just racked it in.
Who would think that Ashley Young would still be playing for us right now? You have to give props to the guy. I mean,
he's got a work rate.
He's playing a different role, but he, you know, focuses and he does a good job. And in a Champions League match, you know, he can come up with a big play like that. So kudos to Ashley Young. Welcome back to the squad. Going in half, we're up 1-0, feeling pretty comfortable. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was just, let's keep doing what we're doing. We were pulling the strings in the game. They didn't have a lot of chances. It wasn't like Stoke. So we need to just, you got to kill off that game, right? You're winning 1-0. Keep going. Let's put this game away.
So what better way to kill off the game? Second half, 53rd minute, short corner, back to Blind, right in. Perfect ball. Lukaku header, beast mode.
Romelu Lukaku. I mean, what a goal.
He just like literally clears people out of the way and then dunks the header.
But he doesn't just nail it. Last season, what we have some big boys. We got Fellaini and you have Pogba and Zlatan, but they would bang it right to the goalie a lot of the times when they did all the hard work. But that header was perfect.
But these are the types of plays we should be scoring from, you know. It's like we're dangerous from corners. You need to be with our size. We're getting the ball into Fellaini. He's scoring. Lukaku's scoring. It's like the chance creation that we have is really indicative of our success to come. Even Stoke away, we still had the balls coming in. We still should have scored more goals. So just really seeing a productive midfield, strikers working well together, and great movement to get these types of goals.
And a diversification of who is scoring the goals.
Exactly.
Because that's something we did not have last year. There was an over-reliance on Zlatan. And the problem is that when a team realizes that it's playing against you, they just mark the hell out of Zlatan, right?
Yeah.
Now we have all these players that are scoring goals. That makes you way more dangerous.
And Lukaku can get in behind, unlike Zlatan, who holds it up more. But after that goal, 2-0, we're feeling fine. Dave saves. Actually had to come up with a save against Iluusi. Number 24, FC Basel, had a great shot.
Iluusi.
Elyounoussi.
So Iluusi.
Iluusi. But he had a great shot. That was Dave had to come up with a great reaction save, kept us in it. Josie had some comments after the match, kind of alluding to how we let the game go when we were up by 2 goals, and the most dangerous lead in world football is 2-0. So that was a crucial moment. So Dave saves, always gets it in the second half, you know, always bails us out.
We never mentioned this, but I'm curious now. What do you think about him not playing Romero? Because he was starting Romero for every
year. Oh, it's Champions League, son.
I know, different
Romero
caliber.
Here on the bench.
I know, it's, I guess like, that's how it works
oh,
now.
Oh, no way. There's De Gea plays Champions League. We go back to Europa League.
So when we play the Caribou Cup, Romero will be starting?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he's a Caribou Cup guy.
That's fair.
I like Romero. He's good, but...
No, I'm just. I was starting. Just. You're playing Basel at home.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But that's cool. That could be the difference between clean sheet and no clean sheet, right there.
No. De Gea starts there. So, 69th minute, we had a sub, Lingard for Martial, like for like winger. 77th minute, we brought in Mata for Rashford. Or no, we brought in Rashford for Mata. Sorry. And in 84th minute, Rashford gets his goal. Debut goal, debut Champions League. Rashford scores. Every debut this kid scores. Fellaini had a good pass. Leaked through the whole defense. I think
two defenders bounced
off someone's knee right to Rashford. Meant to be. Third of the season. Marcus Rashford.
Great goal. I mean, the kid does it again.
Yeah, score for England,
Every debut. The kid scores. It's kind of unbelievable. So, good for him.
Too bad there's no more debuts. So
his World Cup debut. I have a feeling he's going to score
his
World Cup debut for England.
There you go. I stand corrected. World Cup debut, but that's not for United, so.
That's true. But great goal, right? You know?
Yeah.
The only thing better than a 2-0 is 3-0.
Well, it's a reactionary shot. Ball dribbled out to him, hit it, curled in the side. It's like great instinct. Rashford always scores in those types of goals. And game over. We win, get the 3 points, start off Champions League with a perfect record and an easy group. Buzzing,
baby. What a great week.
Yeah, yeah.
It really takes away from the... It lifts the spirits a little bit after the Stoke draw, you know? Gives us a little confidence going to Everton. We're playing,
If we release the pod right after the Stoke game, people would be down.
You guys wouldn't have liked it. You needed us to cheer up a little bit.
Yeah, with the Champions League win, now we're kind of like, you know, riding high.
Getting a little swag back.
Yeah. So, Mourinho's... quote on the Pogba injury, he says muscle injuries stop you from playing for a few weeks, so we can hope 3-4 weeks Pogba's back in the mix. I would say there's worse things, but he's pretty much the most irreplaceable player we have on our team. So having him out could be worse than we think. But, you know, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and really hope that Herrera or Fellaini can come and fill and do the job.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of games. We got a lot of games in September, and hopefully the injury is not too bad. But this team is kind of built around Pogba. It has been built around Pogba that way. But let's not be said we can't score goals and win games with other teams, you know, other players playing. Because look what happens when Fellaini came on today. I think we would appreciate Andres Pereira right now as another backup. You know, we'll miss have he probably get some game time now.
Pereira,
that's a great point.
That's a good point, sir. I still think Herrera would be.
No, he's the starter, but he'd be coming out
but, you
the
know, you're
sub.
Right. He'd be on the bench. He would make it to the bench. But,
right.
You know, I don't fault him for wanting to play week in, week out. Going to our match facts, Manchester United were actually unbeaten in 32 successive home games in all competitions. We've won 21 and tied 11 of our last 32, and we have not lost Old Trafford for a year. That's going back to September 10th, 2016. So it's a pretty impressive unbeaten home streak, so we got to keep that alive. Not saying that that matters for silverware, but, you know, just an interesting stat.
Yeah.
Mourinho has really shored up the defense. That's kind of how – that's him this last year, you know, 32 unbeaten at home.
And best almost the best – is the best unbeaten home run since October 2011.
Yep.
Which was 37 games, so –
yeah, Sir Alex.
OT is returning as a fortress once again. That's what
big.
We need. That's key.
Yeah, and I think Lukaku's scaring everyone away. Speaking of Lukaku, he became the 13th player to score in his Champions League debut for Manchester United. So, once again, more feathers in the kid's cap. He's 24. I think he's going for Rooney's record next. So
keep it up.
And Fellaini, the wet fro, gets his 50th club goal. I thought that was surprising. I was like, Fellaini scored 50 goals? I mean, all off the left knee or right elbow. Like,
whatever it takes. Everything except for his foot.
Whatever it takes. And then the kid, Marcus Rashford, he's actually scored in his Premier League debut, his Europa League debut, his Champions League debut, and his EFL Cup debut. Not to mention his England debut. So he's Mr. Debut, and I think, you know, he's got plenty of goals to come.
And he's 19.
So you said World Cup debut he's going to score, so we'll hold you accountable to that.
Yeah, let's see what kind of group England lands in. Hopefully not playing like Italy first round.
So looking towards this weekend, obviously we're back in action for the EPL. No more international break. We're taking on Everton at home, so we got to continue the unbeaten streak. It's going to be 8 a.m. out here on the West Coast, 11 on the East Coast. What do you think the lineup is going to be for Everton, sir? Any thoughts, any ideas? How would you mix it up based on what you see and the injuries?
Yeah. So let's think about it. It's going to be De Gea in the back, of course. Valencia on the right. I'm going to do Bailly and Jones, I guess. Bailly and Jones, and then Ashley Young. I think Ashley Young showed the threat that he can offer, I think, with Matic as a CDM. And then he'd probably do Pogba, Herrera, Mickey, Martial, Lukaku. Rashford drops to the bench, and I think he does the center, like the three midfielders in the center, and that's my team.
Nice. So I'm going to say Blind on the left side, Valencia on the right. I think he's going to do Jones Bailly, and I think he's going to bring in Fellaini based on his Champions League performance. So it's going to be Fellaini, Matic, Mata, Mickey, Martial, and the big man, the Belgian up front, Lukaku. And I think that team does the job at home. I'm going to just think, even though Rooney's returning, and I think he's going to get a great reception, obviously, because everyone loves Wayne Rooney at the club, and they love his thirst for
off the field antics as well.
I would say thirst for local pubs and driving Volkswagen Beetles and all of the like, but, you know, he's a legend. All time.
We'll get into that today.
We're keeping it professional here on the pod. But I'm going to say we do the job 3-0. Lukaku, I'm going to call Fellaini with a goal, and I'm going to say Martial.
3-0. I'm calling 2-1 United.
2-1.
I think Rooney's going to score for them, and I think Lukaku's going to get the brace.
Nice. There you go. We win again. We always pick the wins. United in the news. Jose Mourinho criticized his Manchester United players for showing PlayStation football. He's quoted, after 2-0, everything changed. We stopped playing. We stopped thinking. We stopped playing seriously, stopped making the right decisions on the pitch. We could have put ourselves in trouble, but they didn't score, and we got a third. Grumpy, rainy Mourinho.
But he's right.
Thoughts?
I think he's right. I think you watch that game, you see how they were playing up until the second goal. They score that goal, and they started playing like I play FIFA. High pressed, and all you're trying to do is get
just lazy. Yeah, trying to get a goal.
You're trying to get the fast break. You're trying to get the crazy fast break goal and just score. But you have to be smarter than that and hold possession. You have a lead. You don't need to give the ball away.
I just like how Mourinho trolls everyone. He trolls Mark Hughes. He trolls his team. He trolls everyone. So I believe they deserve it. It's obviously not good enough for him. Maybe if we beat Stoke, he might be smirking right now. But I like how he's keeping things serious, keeping it close to the vest, and you know, telling the boys we got to win 5-0. That's how we want to do it.
He's pissed about. He's pissed that Chelsea won 6-0 today.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be playing PlayStation football if you're not winning at least 5-0.
I think people win PlayStation 6-0, so you know
they do. That could be. It just wasn't working.
Depends on your definition of PlayStation football. on to the next story. The Mirror, they had a story. It says, watch Paul Pogba leave Old Trafford on crutches as Man United star suffers hamstring injury. Wow, that was a shot. You can actually Google online. You can see the great number 6 on crutches. That definitely hurts. We all wish him the best.
Hopefully it's a speedy recovery, you know?
Yeah.
That's really just sad. He got his captaincy. I think it was Mourinho. He does that. He gives it to a player and wants to see him step up. What can you do with the captain's armband? And I think Pogba was going to put in a real shift today. So that's a shame. Hopefully it's not too bad. Hopefully the crutches were precautionary, and we hope to have him back soon.
Hey, yeah, someone should be like, he should have like a golf cart or something.
He should be walking anywhere.
You know, sort of one of those sort of electronic scooters.
That's an 89 million pound hamstring we're talking about.
I know, exactly. Moving on to our next article, sticking with the Mirror. I thought that was an interesting one. Rio Ferdinand reveals the Manchester United front three he wants Jose to unleash. And guess the three. Ferdinand quoted, I want to see Martial, Rashford, and Lukaku all together on the pitch. I second that. I've been calling for that all season. I know Mourinho doesn't think he needs to play that, and I know you actually said we shouldn't play that. So interested to hear your thoughts, because I think those three in the round of 16 of the Champions League, they're going to be the formidable striking core.
Yeah, I go both ways on this. I'd love to see it. I think most fans would love to see it just based on the prospect of seeing. They've seen Rashford and Martial play together on the same team, but having Lukaku there as well, we haven't seen it yet. So everyone's just completely excited and overblown by seeing that team because we want to see it. We want to see it. Well, we're dying to see it.
If Sir Alex had the option, he'd play that, right? He played Tevez and Ronaldo and Rooney all in the same team.
He bought them for a reason. Well, he bought them to start them together.
So I kind of second it. I want to see attack, attack, attack.
Those
I know
three
it has
with Mickey
to be
behind
used.
Them, Pogba and Matic, that's a ridiculous team.
No, of course. And it has to be used in the right situation. I'm not saying that Stoke away needs to be Martial, Rashford, and Lukaku, but I really want to see them at, you know, Chelsea, you know, or
Liverpool,
Manchester City or Liverpool. Yeah. That's what I want. And I think he might be saving it, but I do think that's our best striking three. So to not play them at all season, I think is crazy. It just depends on what situation. And if Mourinho decides to do that.
My only thing is I think he might like them as this like super sub. He loves the impact of these kids as super subs because they're so quick.
He's been on with the subs. You're right. So, you know, but to play them once, it wouldn't be the worst because it could be.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
I'll see it against Everton. Yeah. I'd love it.
I don't think so. So moving on to the final segment, we got your fan questions this week. Sir, why don't you kick off the first one?
It's our buddy Max from New Jersey again. So if Pogba is sidelined for the next month, how do you think this will change Mourinho's tactics moving forward?
So I think Mourinho's going to have to bring in one of two players, like I said before, Fellaini or Herrera. I think he's going to be focused on the 4-2-3-1. It's a double pivot with Matic and Fellaini or Herrera. Obviously a little more defensively focused than the 4-3-3. I think the 4-3-3 is better played with Pogba. I'm going to say we should be getting the job done, even without Pogba and those two in the team. I don't think he's going to change too much, but I think that we're not going to be as good. It just depends if we can get the service into Lukaku. I mean, that's going to save us at the end of the day. To have a really defensively focused midfield is a positive, as long as we can get the wings in and get the balls and service into Lukaku, and we'll be fine.
You know, and we have depth for the first time in a long time. We lost Pogba, but we still have the old man Carrick. You know, Carrick.
Yeah, haven't even talked about Carrick.
You could play Carrick, Matic, and Herrera in the same kind of team. I mean, he doesn't offer the dynamism that Pogba offers, but you're right. We're going to move away from the 4-3-3. You can't really play that without having Pogba around because the team's built on that. But I think we'll get the job done.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
We
get to see on Sunday. So see against the People's Club.
Let's beat them up.
So our last question comes from at El Diablo Rojo UK on Twitter. Would you be happy if Fellaini started in specific games when there was going to be a real battle in the midfield? So
yes,
this was sort of a prediction because now he is going to be starting in the midfield. And I actually wish he would have started on Stoke, but he had the injury from Belgian duty.
I think he would have started, don't you, if he wasn't injured?
I thought he would, but thinking back now, I think Mourinho wants to play Herrera in there for whatever reason. I think he's the next choice instead of Fellaini, and I think Fellaini's more the impact sub. Obviously, he changes the game, but, you know, Mourinho's great for Fellaini, right? I'm going to say, like, with LVG, you bring him on, and it's this long ball kind of clowning thing, and now, like, Mourinho's actually trying to tell him, like, no, you're like an attacking Matic. You know, I want you to get up front, and he looked like a threat going forward, and as long as he plays with the passion and the desire, and he puts in a shift, and he doesn't get a stupid red card, I mean, he looks to be a positive factor on this team, and that's what you want. You want a team where you have to make players hungry who are going to give that extra mile and motivate them to play and start at Manchester United, and he's done just that, and so I do think Fellaini deserves a start, and he's going to be looking at a lot more starts with Pogba out, I think. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we're forced to it to a certain extent because we lost Pogba.
Yeah.
So obviously we're going to see more of Fellaini in the near future. But yeah, there's some teams that you just need the big guy beating them up, you know, in the 10 position. I think he fit in seamlessly today, and having him slide in there, and we still looked like an attacking threat, and he still offered a lot of options.
And
he played a great
game.
You
have Mkhitaryan at 10.
You have Mkhitaryan. You have Lukaku. You have so many players that are good.
Mkhitaryan's been playing so well. He's just getting better every game.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly think he could be the standout player by the end of the season, even over Pogba. He's kind of quiet right now, but he really looked starting to really look comfortable, and just every ball in is like Rashford, Martial, Lukaku, getting him in behind.
He's that weighted pass. It's unbelievable.
He's everywhere on the field, and obviously
he starts scoring some goals too, I think.
Yeah, and him in combination with Fellaini works.
It does.
Big man heads it down to him. Maybe he crosses it in or shoots him a pass, but
it's like twins.
So we got the draw at Stoke. We're kind of bummed. We got the big win in Champions League. I'm not going to sure if it's big, but to get 3 points in your first game.
It's a good start.
It's a good start. Unfortunately, we got the Pogba injury, but hopes are high for the team. You know, I really think there's momentum, there's desire, and let's go get 3 points.
The air is still under our wings. I think let's go take down Everton.
Yeah. Hey, kicking a blue. It's been real. Great week, guys. We'll get the next pod out. I'm going to say Tuesday, so we can get it right before the Champions League game. We'll get you another one after that as well. And we'll send you out kicking the blue.
Kicking the blue.
Yeah. Show 2.